So welcome everyone to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this podcast is for women who want to walk closely with God, strengthen their relationship, or just start summing up with God that they've never had before. Now, you're going to hear from me and a few special guest speakers that I've invited from a couple of times that you're going to hear on this show. And they share tips, and I do too, on what gives a real sense of strength and closeness and a real deep walk from the heart with God, you know? So I really hope you enjoy this podcast, and I'd love to hear your thoughts at the end. Enjoy the podcast. Satan is a genuine liar. Yeah, I'm a bad gal, I can say that. It says it clearly in the Bible. If you check it in Genesis 3, when it says, "Now the snake was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made." You know, so I ain't just saying it's trying to start no trouble, you know. Who it is we're talking about. Satan is a genuine liar. Yes, I said genuine and liar. It's a key Jamaican word to say this person is bad. Okay, so I wanted to kind of talk about three ways how Satan can move you from the closeness of God's heart and throw you into sin, and you didn't even realize sometimes. He does it in three ways, right? Three things I'm going to talk about. One, doubt in the mind. Two, desire in your heart. And three, disobedience in your body. Now, I think I got this point originally from a book called Unlocking the Bible from David Pawson. I love to give credit where credit's due. Let me hit the first point. Satan will create doubt in your mind, right? He'll ask you negative questions and he'll twist the scriptures. Kind of like what he did with Eve. Let's go to Genesis in like Eve, right? Because in Genesis 3:1, he said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" Right? So that's what Satan does. So Satan asks his negative questions. He twists the scriptures. Remember, Satan's a fallen angel, so he knows the scriptures. He probably knows the Bible better than you. So someone who knows the scriptures will know how to twist them as well. And then you see, that's what Satan said. He said, "Did God say that you must not eat from any tree?" But when you go a few verses forward in Genesis 2, verse 16, it says, "And the Lord commanded the man, 'You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die.'" So you see Satan there telling you, you must not eat from any tree. God didn't say that. God said, "You can eat from any tree, but just not the tree of knowledge." So you see, he just takes the one scripture and just twists it. Just so you've got to be really careful of knowing your Bible. So I don't mean just memorizing it like you're a monk or you're a machine or such, but really memorizing the Bible, reading it, taking key scriptures to your mind, going over them, reciting them, meditating. You know, like David said, "Lord, I meditate on your word day and night." So you can meditate on them and put them into your heart. So when Satan tries to strike, which he will, daily, hourly, every minute, etc., you can have key scriptures. You can really know, okay, Satan will say, you know, as it says, they told Eve, "Did God say you can't eat from any tree?" And you go back to the scriptures. If you've poured your heart of them, God said, "You can eat from any tree, but just not the tree of life." So you just got to really know what is God saying to you, so you can understand when it's God talking or when it's Satan talking, yeah? And also, like, as well with the doubt, Satan creates doubt in your mind. So it's like, I've often doubted, like, can I own my own home? I don't think I can. All the different woes of my salary, my job, where I'm going to live, all these different things, like, can I start my own business? Will I get married? Will I have children? All of these doubts, you know, things that you're not saying you must focus on what you don't have. But like, even with like starting up a business, I had done so many different businesses throughout the years, like doing jewelry, having a bag shop. I can't even remember some of the other ones. You know, those are the kind of main ones I can think of. And then until I actually started my main business, which I do now, which is voiceover and speaking coach work, right? And can you imagine, I had this skill and quality within me and I was ignoring it the whole time, you know? So I had doubted that I could start a business, doubted that I'd be able to get things up and running. People, trust me, I haven't studied in this area. All these different things, you know. Satan will really cast doubt in your mind, even though God said you can, you know. So Satan often puts doubt in your mind. Will you get married? Will you have children? You know, will you make it into heaven? All these different questions. He puts doubt in your mind by showing you what you don't have or when you messed up in the past, okay? And you know, the doubt can often, the doubt is where it starts, in your mind. Satan knows he can go after your mind. He's got you. If you're not strong in the scripture and prayer, being open, confession and getting help, he has got you from your mind. So this way you got to really train your mind up in knowing the scriptures, in praying to God. Listen, prayer will get you out of many types of trouble. Yeah, before you run to your mentor or run to your friend, pray first. Pray to God first. The person who created you, tell him about the problem that you're going through. Like if you feel like you want to tump up the children, your husband's getting on your nerves, the boss at work is getting on your nerves, all these different things, your friend not answering the phone, pray to God first. That's your first port of call. That's your first, I don't know, 999, or if you're in the States, 911 call. Pray first before you open up your mouth and go and tell everybody your business. Pray first. Get some wisdom of God first. Then you go and get other help. So Satan creates doubt in your mind. Like for myself, it was always like, oh, you know, when will I start, can I start a business? Am I savvy enough? Can I manage the maths? Can I do the finances? Can I do all the different woes, right? That he creates, that's the first point. He creates a doubt in your mind. So look at yourself. Where in your life is Satan making you doubt, making you question, can you do it? Will this happen? You're not smart enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not strong. All the different, well, you're not. Look at where Satan is throwing questions, darts, arrows of doubt in your mind. Because this is where Satan attacks first, your mind. That's why you need to strengthen your mind. You can have a mash-up body, mash-up home, but as long as you got your mind, whee, you're gone clear. Okay? Let's go to point number two, desire in your heart. So this is another way how Satan, as I told you at the beginning, he's a genial liar. He will create the desire in your heart to sin because he's already fumbled with your mind, okay? Now, he created an evil desire. Let's go back to our sister Eve in Genesis 3:6. It says, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her and he ate it. So you see that Satan started off with Eve like asking a question. Did God say you can't eat from any tree? Created the doubt in our mind, putting questions. Did God say that? All this type of stuff. And then from that doubt, she's mulled that over and then she puts the desire in her heart because she's like, you know, Eve's like, looking at the tree. When the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to her and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. So Satan will confuse your mind and then that creates a desire of you thinking, yeah, the tree don't look so bad. And you know, the mangoes them look quite juicy. And then that's when you want to, you know, go after. The sin starts to nurture in your heart. You know, because I when I was thinking of like, I wasn't really thinking of buying a place. My mum was like, buy a place. And I was like, I'm quite comfy at home and have my salary and I go and use money, go holiday and all these different things. I was quite comfy at home. And, you know, I was just like, I don't really see the need, you know. But like, even with the business, like Satan will think of like, my desire was like, I always wanted a business, but I was a bit too doubtful. I didn't know if I could do it. And I was like, I'll just set my job. I'll get my money each month and I don't really like it. It's not really for me. I don't feel quite good in my heart doing it and stuff. And, but I was like, do you know what I mean? Just the desire in my heart was like, I'll just act not really in faith. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, and then as well, like with myself, I can create like evil desires in my own heart. Like, you know, like I said, if I want to get married and I'll be like looking online and stuff, like I look on Instagram sometimes, you know, and like, oh, these great examples in inverted commas, okay, of like, why have these people got this lovely marriage and these kids and this thing? And you kind of question it and you kind of think like, why do I not have that and stuff? Because Satan's already gone in your mind. That's what how it works for me. I don't know about you. Think of where Satan makes you doubt and then think of the evil desires that he'll, from the doubts in your mind, what will go into your heart. And then from that, okay, from stage two, the desire in your heart going on to stage three, flat out disobedience in the body. Like as you saw in Genesis 3:6, Eve saw the fruit was good for picking. She picks and she eats it, so she sins. So she moves on to disobedience of the body. And even like myself, like I can relate to Eve. She was obviously a girl. She was a foodie. I love food. So sometimes when I do feel down, like, yeah, if I do feel down, like, oh, my business is not going well, I didn't hit my key target, or I'd sit down and think, oh, like all my friends are married, or they've got kids and stuff like that, I can sometimes sit and I think, like, that can make, cause a doubt. I'm thinking, like, when is God going to do this for me? Then the desire in my heart could be like, you know, I should have had a child with this person or that person, all this type of fall I was with. And creating a sinful desire in my heart to want to try and, is it called, you know, circumvent God? You know, like when I wanted to try and make God's plan my plan, etc. And like create someone for me to try and get married to and have children with. And, you know, and then even within that, I can get sad and down. Sometimes I do turn to, I love food, yeah. Growing up Jamaican, you have all the type of food, jerk chicken, curry, goat and rice, all them type, you know, all of those things. So food is often like, you know, in my life as part of entertainment, but also I can turn to food for like comfort. I can like overeat or love eating Galaxy chocolate too much, or I can like overexercise. Because me as well, so strange. I love food, right? But also I grew up doing athletics, so I can also turn to exercise as a way to, you know, rather than, you know, really change the thought in my mind, go to God in prayer and just rely on his word, I can like start to go and rather than deal with it and really just go back to God's promise and remind myself of God's promise rather than listen to Satan's loud shout, I can go to overexercise, used to athletics, I know how to train my body to a to an extent that it will be, you know, on the verge of like a Greek goddess, I'd say. But like, I can do that. I can either turn to food, to comfort eat. I don't really watch TV too much because anyone who knows me know that I always drop asleep by 9. Do you know what I'm saying? I can't really do the, I know some people can watch TV and TV for hours, but for me, like sometimes I just lose concentration. So that's not really my sin I go to. But rather than going back to God's word, reminding myself of my promises, that's why it says remind, R-E-M-I-N-D, because you've got to go back and remind yourself of what God's promises is. That's why that word is so key. And rather than turning to food or overexercise, and I just not want to chat to nobody, you know, stuff like that. I really have to really train my mind so I can remember God's promises. So I'm not creating evil desires in my heart of jealousy of why this one got that, or trying to create some new man that I can have a relationship with, have children with, and then not sinning in the body as well. So that really, those are the three ways that I was just thinking of, like how Satan can really just move you through a path or passageway of sin. Another one that's kind of come to mind, this is a sin that I used to always be heavily involved in, like sexual sin, like and stuff before I got baptized. And all in my mind, it would be like creating my mind like, in my mind, it would always create like, oh, you'd feel much better if you had sex with this guy, etc. Or whatever the different things are. There'll always be a doubt in my mind of like, oh, this guy's not good enough or he can't do this. Create a doubt in my mind. And then from there, I'd either like have sex with this guy or I'd have like, oh, masturbate, etc. And then, so obviously I've created the doubt. So it's telling me in my mind the guy ain't good enough, right? And then I'd either go and have sex with him or some with someone else or just masturbate, etc. And then the disobedience will be in the body where I've not really seen my body as a temple. Do you know what I mean? So if you struggle with like sexual sin, you've had a hard sexual past, this could be one of the ways that Satan gets you. He may create a doubt in your mind saying, oh, you're not good enough. No one wants to marry you. I've been there, love. Satan puts in your mind, you ain't got no man. Look at your age, da, 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 all those type of things. Puts the doubt in your mind. So then you may turn in your heart and think like, okay, how am I going to get through this kind of painful negative thought? You may turn to porn, masturbation, or having sex with a guy, etc. Been there, done that. Then you, the disobedience, the sin is in your body where you actually have sex with someone or a man, or you may do masturbation, etc., watch porn. I've been there, done that. So I know that's one of the key ones that Satan will get for women, because you got to check the maths. There's more women than men in the world. And particularly when you check the ratios in church, there's more women than men in church. So there's always going to be someone who's going to be that hot single chick, right? You don't need to be sad because you're single. You need to remember that you are going to heaven, my dear. Always remember that, because Satan always tries to get you on what you don't have. And that's where he gets you in the mind. And that's what I'm trying to say to you today. Train your mind. It's really all happens in the mind. Obviously, do everything in love, like it says in 1 Corinthians 16:14, do everything in love. But it's really Satan gets you in the mind. And those are the three steps that I've looking at how he will really get me. Have a look at yourself. Like start, sit down this week, write out in your three steps that Satan gets you. Where does he put a doubt in your mind? Step one. Where does he create a sinful desire in your heart? Step two. what disobedience in your body do you do? Do you like say, you know, stop being nice to someone, you remove your love, stop texting someone, going overspend? What is the sin that you do? Because it happens in that three kind of process step. You get your mind, get your heart, then your body. Yeah. When I say body, it doesn't mean you're doing sins against your body, essentially. If you're doing sexual sins, it is. But there's other ways where you get your hand and you click and you start buying up the place on Amazon, yeah? I know you, or you start buying a wig on Ali. I know you. Or you go shop Fashion Nova. I know you. So you do something physically to get you into the sin. So don't act like, Leanne, I don't have sexual sin, it's not me. Pick your sin and go through that three-way process. It starts in your mind. So nobody ain't above sin, yeah? Nobody ain't above it. So pick which sin is and work through that three-way process so you can work out now what are the triggers, what are the thoughts, what are the doubts that Satan puts to your mind, and nail it at the mind so you don't lead on to creating a desire of sin in your heart. You don't lead on to having sin in the body, yeah? So a key challenge, right, or an action point from this one is shout down Satan, right? Because he's a general liar. He always talk too much. If you're Jamaican, that means you're talking rather too much, right? If you're not. Shout down Satan with a powerful scripture to close his mouth on the doubt. You know, tell a friend, journal it out, look for the triggers. Is it when you eat a certain food or you go to a certain place or you're tired? Look at the triggers that starts creating these negative thoughts in your mind. Look at the triggers, right? Pray, first of all. Pray that God can remove the situation, help you. Look at a scripture. Really turn to God so that you can really retrain your mind. Because that's what it talks about, you know, in Romans 12. That's why it's so key to, as it says in Romans 12, 1. That's why it's so key for you to know the scripture in your heart. Because it says, Romans 12, 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. So you've got to renew your mind. So that means God gave you a new mind, but because of the world and sin and la, 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 you need to keep renewing it. You know what I mean? Oh, I feel like Craig David there. I feel like singing like right. Okay. But really you've got to remind yourself, you've got to renew your mind with God's word and prayer daily. So have a sit down, as I said, look at the sin that you usually jump into when things get tough, etc., or your sinful nature. What is the sin you're always going to do? Overspend? Do you like to cuss off people? Do you have hatred? Do you have jealousy? Do you have bitterness? Are you critical? Do you fall into sexual sin? Whichever sin it is. All the sinners equal. Don't be like, oh, she does sexual sin. She's more worse than me. I only overspend. I'm not so bad. I only eat a bit too much. That's not so bad. All sinners equal, yeah? So don't compare yourself to anybody else's sin. Look at yourself, yeah? Check yourself, okay? So I hope this one has helped you. Please, whatever platform you listen on, DM me, yeah? If you want to sit down and work out through the scriptures, how can you renew your mind in God's word daily? So let's sit down, do a Bible study. Email me on lydiasladies@yahoo.com so we can sit down, do a Bible study on how you can renew your mind daily in God's word. Be that refreshing, renewed woman of God daily. So what did you think of the podcast? Did you enjoy it? What did you think? What touched you? And please feel free to let me know. And of course, I'd really love to hear more from you. And please like, comment and subscribe after this podcast. It really helps me to know what to prepare in the upcoming podcast so I can have things that really help your heart and mind get closer to God. And I wanted to ask, like, if you want to pray or study the Bible, please email me at lydiasladies@yahoo.com. And have a great and amazing day.